Right now, I've got Sharon Baker. She's here to talk about the Louise Daniel Luncheon. This is the 10th annual this year, and it has a big place in my heart because it's the first place that I met anyone from High Plains Public Radio. They invited me to their table at the Louise Daniel Luncheon, and it was just such an impression. So many strong, brilliant women gathered together in one room in a pretty freaking good buffet as well. So we thank Sharon Baker for coming in. You're a committee member, Sharon, with the Louise Daniel Luncheon. Thank you for stopping by.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how it feels to have 10th annual on the front of this luncheon. How long have you been involved?
Well, I've been involved. I was the speaker 3 years ago. I spoke about women in banking, and that was the first I'd ever even known about Louise. But since I have come to know about Louise, I just wish that I had known her. She died in 2003, and I think she was my kind of woman and your kind of woman. She was an Amarillo science teacher, and she did a lot of landscape photography, and she was also a community leader. But with her friends, her last wish was that some event would be established to remind women of all ages in our community of their unique history. Because a lot of young women don't realize what it was like for us older women when we first got started. The low salary, the low-paying jobs, the things we had to do to, and we had to be there for a long time in order to get anywhere. And so her friends got together and agreed that they would have this annual luncheon to address her concerns and to achieve her last wish. And so her friends started to raise the funds to start the luncheons. And this will be the 10th annual one.
That's like so incredible. And I love that when you describe Louise Daniel, she's just the ultimate panhandle woman where it's like, she's an artist. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. She works a nonprofit. She's service oriented. And everyone who's ever mentioned her just talked about how fantastic she was. So it's wonderful that this remembrance is continuing on. And what a great thing to invite everyone to come together and just take a minute to pause and think about, you know what, this is something that, you know, this isn't an area known, you know, for, you know, a lot of women working in a lot of different industries, but certainly do. And, you know, this year you're going to be, you know, celebrating a certain very male dominated traditionally field. And you're spotlighting some of the women that are in that field. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our speaker is going to be Sergeant Carla Burr, and she's currently in crime prevention and public information for the Amarillo Police Department. I'm sure everyone that sees the newspaper has seen her articles, and she's on TV occasionally giving news reports. She's going to be speaking. Her topic's going to be earning her badge, because she has a very interesting story of how she got to where she is. And we also are going to have a lot of information at the luncheon about women peace officers, some history about them. It's there used to be a tradition in the panhandle of if you were the wife of a sheriff and he died, well, then guess what? You're the sheriff. So it's,
I like that.
A lot of women have gotten into the peace officer business simply because they were married to a peace officer. But nowadays, there are more and more women in that industry, and we're going to be really interested in hearing from Carla.
Yeah, this is fabulous. There are quite a few in the Texas Panhandle that are going to be mentioned and spotlighted during this luncheon. And folks, again, we're talking about the 10th annual Louise Daniel Women's History Luncheon and Women's Equality Day celebration. It's going to be Friday, August 23rd. It is an RSVP thing. You have to register for it. And it sounds like it's getting pretty close to the deadline. We have till 5 p.m. today.
Yes, that's right. Actually, we're sort of kind of extending the deadline. We're giving you one last chance to register for a ticket, and you can only do that online at louisedaniel.org.
And that's 5 p.m. Central today, folks. And this is such a unique opportunity to not just hear experts in these, you know, fields, but just be surrounded by a whole lot of women. I mean, hundreds of people there usually that are just all representing different fields. And it's just very inspirational to see, you know, a lot of people that started out and remember making like, you know, pennies on the dollar. And it still isn't great. I mean, women still make like 70 cents on the dollar.
Right.
It's not great. We haven't gotten there. It's not equal in any ways. But it is wonderful to see, oh, what it was and now, you know, what it is.
And every year we have such interesting speakers. Last year our speaker was a lady from the oil and gas industry, and before that, a woman that was in farming and ranching. It's really just amazing what women have accomplished. And the thing about it is, women do all these things that men used to do, plus they do all the stuff that women have always done. So I think it's just really wonderful.
Yeah, sisters are doing it for themselves. Well, folks, this is your opportunity to get in on this. We thank you so much for extending this since you were coming on today to discuss it with everyone. We wanted to make sure everyone is aware, and you do have until 5 p.m. today to go to louisedaniel.org. That's LOUISEDANIEL.org. That's the only way to get in on this extended deadline for the luncheon. You have till 5 p.m. Central today to get on there. And snap up some of the very, very few remaining seats that are there. And if you have any questions, you can always call Lou Ann Garrett. She's at 806-373-8289. Again, that's 806-373-8289. Tell us a little bit about your experience, like in the last 3 years, just being there, like different connections. I can imagine you probably made some really close friends being on the committee for this luncheon.
Oh, yes. That's one of the reasons I'm still on the committee, is my chance to network and get to know women. That there's a couple of women from Amarillo College, one from WT, and there was an attorney, just people that I wouldn't ordinarily meet. And so it's been great to enlarge my network of friends and business associates.
Yeah, I highly encourage anyone out there, especially, you know, some folks just graduated in May. If you're out there and you're, you know, working woman here in the Texas Panhandle, this is a way to get to know a lot of the people who are the movers and shakers and get some really inspirational mentors. I think that's always very helpful to just watch an example of what it is that you want to do if you're, you know, someone young just entering the workforce, whatever your field is.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for coming in today. Folks, I will post about this, but again, that URL is louisedaniel.org. You have till 5 p.m. today. And again, there are very, very limited spaces left, but we want everyone to have a chance to get in there. Thanks so much, Sharon, and thanks to Lou Ann for making sure that we always have this information on the air.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right. Folks, we have got 10:31 on the clock, and we're going to keep it rolling. Let's do some Illinois folk. Here's Nicole Potulski with Ferris Wheel on High Plains Morning.